It's Monday, March 15th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. A new daily bus service will transport passengers between Reno, Fallon, Fernley, and Las Vegas. The Nevada Department of Transportation and Salt Lake Express plans to launch the service today. The buses will pick up riders in Reno and Sparks before heading to Vegas with stops along the way. Routes will also travel between Elko and Salt Lake City, as well as Twin Falls, Idaho. Nevada's COVID-19 test positivity has continued to hold steady for the third day in a row. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
The 14-day test positivity rate keeps track of how many of the state's coronavirus tests come back positive. That number has held steady at 5.8% since last Thursday. And while the rate is still above the World Health Organization's goal, it is a marked improvement from this time 2 months ago, when more than 1 in 5 coronavirus tests were coming back positive. Nevada also continues to see daily increases in its vaccination rate. So far, the state has administered nearly 900,000 vaccinations. More than 10% of the state's population is considered fully vaccinated. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Nevada health officials reported more than 600 new cases of COVID-19 and 21 additional deaths over the weekend. Nearly 300,000 Nevadans have contracted the virus and over 5,100 have died. In Washoe County, the health district reported 76 new cases and 2 deaths on Sunday. Roughly 2,500 cases remain active countywide in Washoe County. Proposals to raise sales and gambling taxes are headed to the 2022 ballot in Nevada. Lawmakers in the Democrat-controlled legislature decided not to consider 2 tax initiatives proposed via petition by a Friday deadline. That triggered a state law that automatically sends the measures to the next election. The Clark County Education Association gathered signatures to require the legislature to consider raising gaming and sales taxes. The teachers' union says it will allow the state to increase funding for K-12 education. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak has signed a directive increasing capacity for conventions, trade shows, and conferences to 50%. The new rules will allow event organizers to increase capacity limits if they submit a large gathering plan approved by state and local health officials. Large gatherings must also get approval from the State Department of Business and Industry. Control and approval of large gatherings is slated to shift to the county level on May 1st. Businesses such as gyms, restaurants, bars, and retail stores can also increase capacity to 50% starting today. One way people have been celebrating getting a COVID-19 vaccine is by sharing their vaccination cards on social media. But the Federal Trade Commission is asking people to find other ways to mark the occasion. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen explains.
No matter where you go to get vaccinated or which of the vaccines you get, you'll be given a COVID-19 vaccination record card. It'll include your full name, date of birth, and also the date that you got your shot. Cybersecurity expert Joseph Steinberg says it's not the kind of information that you would want criminals to have.
Not because they could immediately use that on its own to commit identity theft, but identity theft is often done by assembling information from multiple sources and correlating the information, by computer, of course.
And sharing your vaccination card online offers up several elements of your identity to identity thieves, especially if the post is not private. And if you simply cannot resist the urge to share it, Steinberg says you should at least hide all the sensitive information on the card before posting. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
The Nevada Wolfpack basketball team may not be in the NCAA tournament, but many Nevadans are still expected to place wagers on the college basketball tournament. The American Gaming Association says 47 million Americans plan to bet on the tournament this year. Fewer are expected to fill out brackets, however, due to several offices being closed thanks to the pandemic. Those are your morning news headlines for Monday, March 15th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. We are in our spring fundraising drive. You can make your contribution today at KUNR.org.